Simon, and that's the door for you at 107.7. We've got a guest on the line all the way from Durban. He's not just any person. This guy, he is a producer, he's an artist, he's an entrepreneur. And he's the mind behind Spliff Entertainment and the new Hustle Anthem, Hiya, featuring ESPN, a track which is built on grind, the street energy, and just pure ambition. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. We got none other than
Malwazela
on the line. Malwazela, good afternoon, man. How are you doing?
How's it? How are you doing?
I'm absolutely fantastic. And don't forget Nandipa here as well, ne?
Shout out to Nandipa. Everything is covered on this angle.
She's bringing the energy. Yeah, I don't know what kind of energy, eh?
Hey, that's dope energy. I just said, yeah, the introduction is dope. Thanks for this, guys.
You're welcome, man. Tell me quickly, first of all, it feels like a true hustle anthem. What sparked the idea behind it?
Yeah, hey, you know, when you're coming up and you've been making music for yourself and other people for a long time, and you're trying to get a breakthrough, you're trying to get the sweet spot. Where you do a song where average person or the masses can sing, not you don't go too deep. That's what I was trying to do, create an item. So if you think about an item, you think about Nkosi Sikelela, anyone can sing it, even the parts where it's not your mother tongue, you know, you jangle along the way. So that's what I was trying to do with an ER.
Okay, Malwazela, tell us, walk us into the studio session with SPN and Durex. What made everything click?
So this was a different situation. So usually I'm from Inanda, I'm based in Inanda. So that time around Durban, there's a township called Umlazi. So I settled to Umlazi. I know some guys there. So I visit the studio. The beat is made in front of me, you know. They make the beat, and then while we're still vibing to the beat, SPN jumped through to the chorus. And I was like, hey, this chorus is dope. They put their machines there. You know, nowadays, you need to touch up the voice, you know, how it's got crazy and it's got lit. Now, they helped me. They say, do the first verse. You see, the studio session is not planned. And I know deep down I need a hit, you know. So I just go in, I do the first verse, then I leave. Like, I go home about a week or two. I come back in the studio, I ask, guys, where is that song? Well, they said, hey, we couldn't finish that song. You made a serious verse there. No one wanna take you up on that verse. So the song is yours. So do the second verse, yeah. Well, so that's how I got to be the sole owner of the song. But I'm working with Amachita. It's all good. We have a great arrangement. We're all gonna be pushing and hoping for the best for the song. That's how the song came about. The idea and the lyrics. So it was all aspirational. We want to be successful.
Yeah. So it's obviously you that created this whole vibe around the song, and obviously taking full creative control of it. So when was it this decide? Was it that week after you got back into the studio and say, "Hey, bruh, it is heavy, this, ne? We can't work on this." Did they even say, "You know what? Take the full control of it. You do you on this."
Yes, the producer there, which was Carter, he just said, "Hey, bro, we're giving you this song, it's yours." So for me, I've been looking for this strongest song like this for a while. So when it just show up in my lap, I cannot say no. I'd rather take it and run with it, which is what I actually did.
All right. No, fantastic, man. Yeah. Fantastic.
Ngicela ubuza, so usebenze nabantu abakhulu, ne, like Big Zulu, Ozakwe and Duncan. So into efundileyo kuzo zonke ezo collaborations, like enkulu ungathi yintoni?
Hey, there are a lot of lessons, you know. But what I've learned is that, you know, when I was working with these guys, I was an underdog. They are big dogs, you know. So when you work with other people, you're always hoping and wishing, okay, they will ride you along wherever they go. There's no way you're gonna be left behind. But since we met on the job, we didn't grow up together, we didn't hustle together. I was expecting too much. So I learned the hard way that no, sometimes you just work and get separated, they're not your day ones, you know. That's what I learned. So it's not a bad blood of some sort. No, it's just a lesson. That's all. I need to create my own day ones and then grow with them. So those guys are not going to leave me, or I'm not going to leave them. Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the lessons I've learned. Then, but from the creative side, I learned that you don't have to do anything by yourself. Since I was making the beats, Big Zulu came through and added the guitar element, the Maskandi element, which I didn't play guitar. I just make a beat. Then on top of my beat, they put guitar. Now it's Ushuni now, and it's totally different new thing, and it's work. It's work big for him. Yeah, bro. So those were the lessons. Yeah. And also what I've learned is that as an artist, you don't get paid for the music that you did yourself. You get paid for the input you did on other people's music, because I can do a song, but I don't have a budget to push it, while I can work with someone else who has a budget, and then I take my cut.
Before just joined us now, good afternoon, welcome to the show. We've got one of South Africa's finest Durbanite powerhouse producer, artist, entrepreneur. You got to say it with a French accent, you know, entrepreneur, as well as he was also known as DJ Swing. So I wanted to get into that as well with you. Sure. So how do you balance being a hardcore hip hop production artist with Amapiano and Energy? How do you do that?
So what happened is, so when you are in Durban, as I am, you get influenced by other sounds, you know. First of all, decide the com thing with Diabo Tira, you know. So that thing is a no brainer. If you're in Durban, you can get that influence. But what happened, Amapiano came through and they came hard. So as a producer, you get to learn everything. But then it wasn't on a production side where I learned Amapiano. I had to use my hip-hop skills to rap or sing on Amapiano. That's how I got to be on Amapiano. But it was a totally different brand, as well as Nomakula, which is my friend. So as a company, I need to know all these genres and be acquainted with all the environments, the stages, and people within those niches and space. So if I happen to sign an artist who is a Mapiano, I know where to position him or her. So that's how I get to touch all these genres. But because of that, I didn't become a master of anything. So that's what I'm trying to improve on, that I need to be a master on something and not be jack of all trades.
So you were introduced to what we're going to be doing on the show. It's time for that quick fire questions. This is how it's going to happen. I've got 60 seconds for you, right? And it's going to be in and out. You have to give me either one word answers or this or that. Also, the lyric challenge. I'm going to challenge you today. I know you're hip hop, I'm a piano, so I've got a whole different genre for you. Are you ready for that?
Hey, I'm ready. I have to.
All right. Okay, let's get into it. It's first learning. It's first your quick fire questions. That's coming away right about now.
Sure.
I know this is very intimidating, eh?
Hey.
All right, so tell me quickly, hip-hop or Amapiano?
Hip-hop.
Do you prefer stage or studio?
It's time for one. I prefer hey, how can you ask this? Okay, give me studio.
Studio. Okay, do you do the beat first or lyrics first?
Guys, okay. No, give me lyrics.
Okay, do you like the Durban sound or Joburg sound?
Durban all day.
One word for Aya.
Fun.
Coffee or energy drink?
Hey, none. There's none option.
Old school or new school?
Guys, okay, make it in between. There's no okay, make it old school.
Oh man, that's the 60 seconds, man. Well done. I think we got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions out. It's now time for Lyric Challenge, my man. Are you ready? First of all, it happens after this.
You got 3 seconds to finish the lyrics.
Push and pull like a magnet.
Right, so this is how it's going to work. So, Mamwazela, this is how it's going to work. I've got 5 songs for you, 5 clips of songs. What you have to do is you need to finish the lyrics of those songs. All right, are you ready?
Mm.
Okay, here's your first one.
Yeah.
All right, okay, here's your first one coming. Okay.
How you give me love?
Mm.
How you give me love?
Okay, are we gonna give it? Yeah. So producer says yes. It's Bob Marley and "Could You Be Love?" And be love. Love that song. Love that song. You ready for your second song?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Baby, I love you. You're my darling, baby.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. All right, improvising. Are we giving that for the effort and improvisation? Yes. Half a point. It's 1.5 so far. It's Angel Shaggy. Angel. Right, yes, song number 3. You ready? I said I'm gonna put you through your paces. Well, here we start.
Lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that
I'm lost without you?
Yes, he got it. It's 2.5.
Hey.
I really thought you're not going to get that one. I thought he's not going to get that one. Okay. He's a hip-hop artist, man. Come on. Hip-hop artists don't know their R&B songs. But anyway, here we go. Here's number 4. That's 2.5 out of 3. Here's your fourth one.
I don't know this one.
I've had such high hopes.
It's Danny Kaye and It Hurts. Love this one, South African artist.
I look it up till I'm a teacher as well.
You have to. Here's your last one, buddy. You ready for this one? I think now this is one of the biggest producers worldwide on this song. Judy and he's a hip hop artist. Okay, stay tuned with us. Here we go. Because I'm happy, I'm alone. If you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy, I'm alone.
Happy. Oh, happy. Yeah. I'm so happy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He got it. He got the beat. Okay. One more time. Cause I'm.
Pharrell. Yeah. Pharrell.
It's Pharrell Williams. Yes. Pharrell Williams. Yeah. It's happy on 107.7.
Yeah, that's the biggest song. Hey, nice.
Okay, that's it, man. Thank you, Mawazela.
Mawazela.
Thank you very much, man. The sound of hustle, discipline, evolution within you. Okay, go check it out. The song, where can people find your song, buddy?
The song is everywhere on a digital platform right now. You'll find it on Spotify, YouTube, and your social medias. You can take it when you do your vibey, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can get it on Zanti Hit as well with Suheli. So, yeah, shout out to KCFM. Thank you guys for all the support, Jay. This means a lot to me. Like now, I'm breaking the provinces. This means a lot to me.
Man,
yeah.
Thank you very much, man. You must have an absolute fantastic time. And do not forget, each and every Saturday, tune into KC 107.7. Stream us on kkc.radiokc.co.za. Live everywhere you go. Here is Aya. Thanks, man. Cheers. Bye.
Shout out. Bye.